Ecclesia, chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit has he that works in that in which he labors? I have seen the task, which God has given to the sons of men to be occupied in it. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also he has put eternity in men's hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice, and to do good in his life. And also that ever a man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that, whatsoever God does, it shall be forever, nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it, and God does it, that men should fear before him. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been, and God requires that which is past. And moreover I saw under the sun the place of justice, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the condition of the sons of men, that God might reveal them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalls the sons of men befalls beasts, the same thing befalls them, as the one dies, so dies the other, yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no advantage over a beast, for all is vanity. All go into one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? Therefore I perceive that there is nothing better, than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his lot, for who can bring him to see what shall be after him?